this week, world-class surfers are ripping waves in the Quicksilver Pro Surfing Contest in Long Beach, Long Island. 10 miles away in Queens, Steve Stathis says it's about time New York City waters got their recognition.
You know, we get a nor'easter or something, or a blizzard, or a snow blizzard, or something like that. You'll see guys out there surfing in, you know, 6 to 10 foot waves.
The 61-year-old Stathis has been surfing in his neighborhood, Rockaway Beach, for almost 50 years, and he's now the proprietor of Borders, a surf and skate shop that's the focus of this week's Niche Market, WNYC's series on specialty stores. Borders sells, rents, and provides locker space for surfboards so people don't need to shuttle them back and forth to the beach. The shop's customers are a mix of Rockaway locals and surfing hipsters from Brooklyn and Manhattan. Fernando Lamonic was there to pick up a car roof rack for his daily trips out from Williamsburg.
If by 9 a.m. you've gotten into the water and you're sitting on a board looking around you, you've already had a successful day. It's like beautiful out there.
The shop is a haven for surf obsessives like Miguel Feria, a Rockaway resident who is considering buying a wax candle that smells like a surfboard.
It kind of reminds you of the surf when you're not surfing, when there's no waves. So it's pretty cool, you know. This surf is awesome. I think I'm going to pick it up.
Borders is also a hangout for local skaters who use the skate park nearby. 16-year-old Chris Cole lives in the Rockaways and dropped into the shop to borrow a wrench.
I'm fixing my trucks because they're unthreaded, and I don't have a tool at home, so I just came here, and I'm trying to fix my board up.
For an article and photos of Borders and to suggest your own niche market, go to WNYC.org.